This is Nini Mats, the kingdom child, with the mystic of the kingdom of heaven.
I counsel you to buy from me gold refined in fire, so that you can become rich, and white clothes to wear, so that you can cover your shameful nakedness, and salve to put on your eyes, so you can see. So I advise you to buy gold from me, gold that has been purified by fire. Then you will be rich. Greetings, guys. It is me here with a message of the kingdom of heaven. Guys, I want to speak about riches today. I'm not preaching about riches. I want to speak about riches. You see, guys, with me, I'm very direct and I get straight to the point. And you know, when you read the Bible and you read such scriptures, guys, the Bible can throw you off. Believe me, you will die spiritually reading the Bible. It can throw you off. You know, because when you don't understand Jesus' standpoint, when you don't understand who he is, when you look at him from the naked point of view, it can throw you off. He wrote it in a way that he is the only one who can explain it. I don't know, guys, if you can understand what I'm trying to say. That's how he wrote it. You know, he used people and they wrote it in a way that only he can explain it. Otherwise, you'll be so thrown off. Guys, this guy, my Lord, is the same guy who said, do not love money. Yet he's saying, then you will be rich. Buy gold. I can't tell you to buy gold from me. You know, guys, people in churches are dead spiritually. Ah, guys, dead again. Never to be alive again. Why? After knowing the truth, they continued in sin and they died again spiritually. You know, and it's such scriptures that killed people. It's such scriptures, guys, that killed people. Pastors are going about from place to place, country to country, you know, crossing the sea, trying to get souls, and at the process people are dying spiritually because they're crossing the sea to preach riches, to preach earthly blessings as coming from Jesus. Yet this is the same guy who says, do not love money, do not love the things of the world, they don't come from the Father. Precisely, it doesn't need any interpretation. He is the guy who says, do not love money. Ah, guys, you know, and now I don't want to preach about riches. You see, guys, I'm going to stand in front of my Lord. That's why I never preach about riches. That's why you'll never hear me say, he will bless you with this, he will bless you with that. Why? I'm going to stand in front of my Lord. And I don't want my Lord to deny you me because of that message. Because people are preaching that message will be denied, have already been denied. Guys, I don't know how many people who go to church who are denied by Jesus. I don't know how many pastors who've opened churches who've been denied by Jesus. That's my fear. If you want to know, guys, my fears is being denied by Jesus. People think that they will be denied by Jesus when they are standing in front of him and he will deny them. Obviously, because they don't deal with him while they're here on earth. So they don't know when they get saved. They don't know when they die spiritually. Therefore, they wouldn't know when they are denied by him. But for someone who deals with that dude, you will know on this side, ah, guys, I'm scared of that man. Because my fear is to be like people who go to church. I fear those people so spiritually dead, never to be alive again. Because after knowing the truth, they continued. Ah, guys, and it's messages like this that killed the people. I remember when I was still going to church, my Lord was like, you are not going to enter my kingdom. If you go in that path, you're not going to enter my kingdom. If you love the things of the world, you're not going to enter my kingdom. You understand? So it's things like that that you sit and you're like, let me read the word by myself. My Lord, since you are busy warning me, let me read the word by myself. I no longer trust pastors because they took such messages and ran and crossed seas, killing everything they come across. because of such messages, because they did not understand which riches Jesus was speaking about. Because, guys, there are riches Jesus is speaking about, and there are riches Jesus is warning against. I want to, guys, I will repeat that. There are riches Jesus is preaching about. There are riches Jesus is warning against. You understand? First of all, the man upstairs, Jesus, the guy who lives upstairs, before he came down here on earth, he was living in heaven. That is a place of riches. You see, guys, the man who created the world, who is my Lord, Jesus, in the beginning was the Word was God, the Word was with God, meaning Jesus. That's why I always trace him in the beginning. Everything was created through, for, and by Jesus. You understand? So we know that he is the guy who said, let it be the light, and there was light. And he said, damn, this is good. He said, let it be the sea. Oh, wow, the sea is beautiful. He is the guy who said, let it be the world. And there was the world. And he said, damn, it's beautiful. You understand? So he is the guy who created beauty. Ah, guys, that's what I want you to understand. He is the guy who created beauty. I tend to explain things because I believe that there is someone out there who is after the truth, who might not understand what is going on, but who is after the truth. And if you are that person, I'm here for you. I'm here for you. You understand? Because there are riches Jesus preaches about, but there are riches Jesus is warning against. You understand? And when you don't understand that, guys, you will read the word and you will be thrown totally off. People have read the word, ran for the riches Jesus is warning against, and died spiritually because of that. You understand? So Jesus, guys, first of all, he's coming from a place of riches. That guy is stinking rich. I want you to know. And I've always said this, that Jesus, guys, he always reveals his kingdom. I've always said that. This dude always reveals his kingdom. He revealed it to Moses. He revealed the same thing to Daniel. He revealed the same thing to Paul. And he's revealing the same thing to anyone he decides to reveal to in this generation. In other words, the things that are there in heaven are the things that Jesus has revealed before, still reveals to this day. You understand? So if you don't believe in what he's saying about his kingdom, that doesn't matter. Because he still reveals those things. The very same things he reveals to those guys are the same things he still reveals today, if he chooses to reveal it to you. I want you to know that. So our beliefs are not that important. It's what he says that is important. And that guy is coming from a place of riches. I want you to know that. You understand? And I'm saying this because you see, Paul, he says, no ear heard, no mind is conceived. The things that God has prepared for those who love him, but he has revealed them to us. You understand? And Paul is taken to that heaven and he sees things. You understand what I'm talking about, guys? So here, I want to define those things, because if you don't understand that, you will go about killing everything you come across, just as pastors are doing. Simply because you don't understand which Jesus is preaching about. I mean, which riches Jesus is preaching about and which riches he's warning against. Once you understand his standpoint, you will know. You understand? So he is the guy who comes from a place of riches. And he created the world here, a place of riches as well. But guess what, guys? Genesis 3, where everything happens, Satan takes over. When Adam died spiritually, when Adam obeyed Satan and disobeyed Jesus, he died spiritually as if now he is created by Satan. Adam, guys, before he died spiritually, he was under the governance of Jesus. He was under the rulership of Jesus. He was under the leadership of Jesus. You understand? He was under the setup of Jesus. That was the Garden of Eden for you. You understand? Sorry, guys, about That noise, it was the aeroplane passing by. Nevertheless, guys, you need to understand that Adam was under the governance of Jesus, set up of Jesus, leadership, you understand, authority of Jesus. So when he died spiritually, the Garden of Eden was removed. The tree of life was removed. He sent this angel with flaming sword, you know, to get rid of Adam before he touches the tree of life. You understand? So he get rid of the Garden of Eden and the tree of life. So Adam is now under the setup of the kingdom of darkness, under Satan's kingdom. Satan did not steal the ownership of the world, for it still belongs to Jesus. But he stole the ruler, the stewardship of it, meaning the setup, the system. You understand? So the riches of this world are now no longer under the right dude. Now in the hands of the wrong dude. You understand? That's why Satan in the Gospel of Matthew 4 goes to Jesus and he sells him riches, splendor of this world. And he's saying that I give it to anyone I want. And Jesus does not entertain that because he knows that, oh, well, it's fine. You stole that, but it still belongs to me. It's mine. I created it. It still belongs to me. But I understand you stole that. You stole it from a rightful person. You see, guys, Adam was a rightful person to actually give that to Satan, as he's done, you understand? But he did not steal the ownership, only the stewardship, you understand? So this riches now, even if you are earthly rich now, you are still rich under the setup of Satan. That means you are still poor because you have to play by Satan's rule, you understand? In order to be rich, you need to bribe. You need to lie. You need to steal. You understand? In order to be rich, you understand? You need to do all these things. You need to rob bank. You need, guys, you need to go about it the wrong way because you can't obey Jesus and still be rich. He is the guy who says, do not love money now. How will you be rich now? He is the guy who says, do not love the things of the world. How will you be rich now? It doesn't make sense now, does it? You understand? So Jesus is preaching about riches, yet he is actually also warning against riches. So which riches is he speaking about? Which riches is he warning against? Do you understand? Because he lives in heaven and he comes down here to a Satan rule place. He comes down here to the kingdom of darkness where Satan rules, you understand? And Paul says that Jesus became poor so that we can become rich. What does he mean by that? He actually means that Jesus is living a place of riches, which is heaven. Guys, the rope he wears, the sash around his robe, around his waist, the sandals, guys, he wears, the throne he sits on, the crown he wears, the scepter he carries. All of us put together here on earth, guys, we cannot afford Jesus. That guy is stinking rich. Stinking rich. Ah, guys, when I think about my Lord, the way, guys, that guy is stinking rich. I've never met a guy, guys, who's rich like that. He's so rich that I sit and I'm like, my Lord, you crazy. You know, guys, when I'm sitting and I'm thinking alone, and I'm like, oh, my Lord, I wish you didn't read my mind. But really, my Lord, you're crazy. Because to me, guys, it's like, this man, he's stinking rich, yet he's never given me anything. Guys, that man doesn't give me anything. That's why Peter, he says to him, we've left everything to follow you. What are you going to give us? Peter realized that, wait a minute, as long as I'm following this dude, it doesn't look like he's going to give me anything. And believe me, guys, when I tell you, Jesus was never going to give him anything. Why? Jesus doesn't give anyone riches here on earth. He doesn't bless anyone with earthly blessings. As thinking rich as he is, he doesn't. You know, Paul is like, I've been to third heaven. So in other words, Paul also saw paradise. He also saw the place where Jesus lives. So in his mind was like, damn, this guy is thinking rich. And Paul is the guy who left things. He says, I count it all rubbish for this guy. Why? Ah, guys, to tell you the truth, you know, because I love my Lord, guys. That dude have done something for me that I sit and I'm like, I appreciate my Lord. Because not only has he loved me, you know, generally, like, guys, he's loved everyone. This guy has given us the blood and given us, you know, the teaching so that we'll obey them, thus remain spiritually alive. But not only that, guys, with me, he's done something special for me because he's revealed things to me. I sit and I'm like, my Lord, thank you for proving to me your word. thank you for giving me the authenticity of the Bible, because of that you gave me fact. Now I make poor decisions here on earth because I have fact, because now I know the truth. Guys, there is no one who's thinking rich like Jesus. Oh guys, that man is thinking rich, so rich, you know. I sit and I'm like, yeah, my Lord, guys, that man is too rich, but he's never given me anything. So Peter is like, you, what are you going to give us? And Jesus says, at the renewal of all things, I'll give you A, B, C, and D. And guys, believe me, it's true. That guy is so stinking rich that in the last meeting, he says, I'm going to create a new heaven for you. Guys, let me stop here and continue in the next.
And remember, the word of God still remains the only source of knowledge about the kingdom of heaven. Please, correct every belief with the word of God, correct me, correct every pastor with the word of God so that you won't be misled. If a belief of a church is not in line with the New Testament, get out of that church. As we have said, the Old Testament will contradict the New Testament because the Old Testament people were sealed with the blood of animals and its people were spiritually dead, but the New Testament is sealed with the blood of Jesus and its people are spiritually alive. Therefore, you will find contradictions in both these testaments. Always take the New Testament if you are the child of God, because in these last days God speaks only through His Son, Jesus. I do not want anyone's blood requested from me, that is why we stick with the truth of His Word. These podcasts are found on all podcasts players, including Spotify, Deezer, AudioMark, Samsung, Pandora, YouTube, and many more where you get your podcasts.